As the Oscar winner movie Gravity vividly illustrated, space debris can be deadly. The U.S. Space Agency, NASA, says there are 500,000 pieces of space debris with more than 20,000 larger than an apple. Most are speeding along at about 7 kilometers per second, or more than 25,000 kilometers per hour. At that speed, the impact of even a cherry-sized piece of metal is enormous, says the deputy head of ESA Space Debris Office, Holger Krag.
At this velocity, both objects will shatter into pieces. This will be bad for the object concerned, but it will also be bad for the rest of the environment because we will add additional fragments, which again then are candidates for future collisions.
Scientists monitor the path of space debris and sometimes reposition satellites or even the International Space Station to avoid collisions. But ESA's Holger Krag says keeping track of the orbiting junk requires powerful sensors.
The U.S. Space Strategic Command is in possession of such sensors. It's a relic of the Cold War to detect approaching missiles. It is a global network of radar and telescope stations on ground, observing space continuously all over time.
Loss of communications, GPS, or a scientific satellite could have potentially devastating effects. So scientists are exploring options for removing dangerous debris.
That means planning a mission that goes there, approaches, rendezvous, and captures the object, berths it, and then does and controls the orbit maneuver. This is a very, very complex technology that will be required for that.
Several designs are in consideration, such as a satellite that fires beams of charged particles that gradually slow down flying objects, dragging them into the atmosphere where they will burn up. Smaller objects could be shot down with ground-based lasers, while large ones that could break up into thousands of smaller pieces may be brought down with special robotic satellites. Even though such missions could cost up to $200 million, Krag says they should start as soon as possible to prevent the chance of larger collisions that could send many thousands of additional pieces on their deadly flight around the Earth. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.